game went 3-2 in overtime.
It did.
It means you held your own all through the game.
Well, we had the game won, quite frankly, and it was in Pittsburgh, and unfortunately made a silly foul at the end, and it was just, you know, it sort of slipped through our fingers. But had we won that game, it would have been the furthest that an NPSL team had progressed to the U.S. Open Cup. And we hope to, again, this is a second-round game. We've got to buy through the first round. This is the first time that we'll be hosting a U.S. Open Cup game in Chattanooga. And I think the first time that a NPSL team, again, our division, really the fourth division, will be hosting a higher division team. So it's important for us to, you know, get a big crowd out there, and we think we can win the game. We're cautiously optimistic.
So Chattanooga FC is beginning to build a reputation as an underdog, a David, as Tim Kelly likes to put it, ready to take on Goliaths. And in their second round of the US Open, they are taking on a better-funded team with more experience. But as they're proud to say, hey, they've done it before. About the US Open Cup, it's the oldest ongoing national soccer competition in the US, and winning it is a big deal, with the champions being awarded $250,000. But of course, the competition is fierce. US soccer is divided into four tiers or leagues, with each tier being better funded than the one below. So it's NPSL. That's the league.
That's our league.
That's the national...
The National Premier Soccer League.
And MPL?
Well, there's the PDL, which is the Player Development League, which is sort of occupies a space alongside us in what arguably would be the fourth tier of soccer. Then there's USL Pro, which is just above us, and that's the league that we're playing the team from. In my experience is there's not a huge differential between that third and fourth tier. In fact, you could probably lump them all together as one big miasma of a third tier. Above that, you'd have the NASL, which would be teams like the Atlanta Silverbacks, and then above that, Major League Soccer.
MLS.
Correct.
Right. And then so the one above is largely from communities that are much more populated.
More populated, and, you know, it is a fully professional league, paid players, and so on and so forth. Our league, NPSL, you know, has got provision for, you know, paying some players under certain circumstances, as long as it doesn't ruin their amateur status, but it's by no means a fully professional league.
The U.S. Open Cup is a knockout.
It's a knockout tournament.
So each time a team plays, one wins, one loses, and then the one that wins moves on? Is that
correct?
How it works?
That's it. And just so that people can understand it, again, we may have talked about this before, but so that folks can understand it, the baseball analogy would be it's like double-A teams playing all the way up to the New York Yankees, and on the off chance that, again, David might fell Goliath, and so
you're kidding. To use that analogy, then what is the standing of this team you'll be playing?
Well, again, they're not that far up the ladder, but provided we beat them, then we would be playing probably maybe another team from the USL Pro, maybe an NASL team, and if we progress far enough, we would eventually play an MLS team. There's no question about it. And MLS teams won it every year since the MLS has been around, but, you know, who knows? I mean, you've seen some FA Cups in England that have had some pretty shocking pairings in recent years, so, you know.
Well, that's the beauty of the game.
That's why they play the game, as they say.
The relative standing of football in America is probably best exemplified by the fact that it's called soccer. To avoid any confusion with the game, every American assumes you mean when you say football. But despite its perennial underdog status, the game seems to gain fans every year. And in a World Cup year like this one, many more people begin taking note. But as has been observed many times before, it will only be when soccer is as ubiquitous as football in grade school that the game will truly establish itself here in America. But according to Tim Kelly, that kind of organization, the organization necessary to reach that goal, is coming together here in Chattanooga.
Chattanooga FC is really about Chattanooga. And one of the reasons we jumped into the youth scene is to create a vertically integrated organization so that hopefully we can grow our own players. Now, we will have local players on the field. We always do. We'd love to have 11 of them. But again, we have to strike a balance between putting the best team on the field and putting a local team on the field. And let's face it, Chattanooga, had, you know, in most charitable estimation, is 500,000 people in the metro market. So it would be a freakish anomaly indeed if we were able to field 11 people from Chattanooga and win the league.
So you are encouraging high school age or younger to start developing their skills as players?
Well, we recently announced, just tying this all together, trying to not give you the Cliff Notes version of this, but the local soccer scene in Chattanooga from a youth perspective was always very fractured. And Chattanooga isn't really big enough to have a fractured youth scene and still produce, a good quality product. So we've been working very hard behind the scenes for the last 3 or 4 years to try to unite the tribes, in a manner of speaking, and we just did succeed to do that. So succeed in doing that, rather, in that, we announced recently that Readout and North River joined forces. They will be doing their rec. East Ridge will be doing their rec. But all three, which are the big major youth organizations, will have as their select organization, which is really the highly competitive element, Chattanooga FC Academy. So that's our academy. And those are the teams that go travel in Knoxville and Nashville and hopefully, again, they go from U8, under 8, all the way to 18. And if we play our cards right, then that produces a pipeline of players that then we can put on the field.
Your farm team, in effect.
Yeah, that's the idea. And that's, of course, it's an old European model where sports aren't associated with universities as they are here. It's done in this way. The big club supports, an academy underneath, which, develops. I mean, again, we're trying to develop the players as people as well as players. Hopefully they go on to play at a higher level, hopefully for us, and then hopefully beyond us, because we are certainly not. We did have a success story. It wasn't one of our academy players, but one of our players is now playing in the MLS. So,
really?
Yes, indeed.
So it's beginning to look promising for soccer in Chattanooga. If you were listening yesterday, you may have heard Michael Miller talking to members of Chattanooga's newly formed women's soccer team, who are set to play their first season this year. And the MPSL, the league in which Chattanooga FC compete, according to Tim Kelly, that's also growing.
The NPSL, okay. Our league, has grown by leaps and bounds. It's grown like a weed, really. And it's good news for us and bad news for us, because the professionalism of the league's come up. We have hosted, investor groups from Knoxville and most recently Nashville, who have then gone back and started what looked to be very, well-organized professional organizations who are fielding teams that threaten to, bash our heads in. So, whereas before, we really didn't have, the competition was easier, but the teams have gotten better and better and better. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, but we've got New Orleans in the league now. New Orleans. We've got Pensacola, Huntsville, who is the only older team than us in the league. Nashville FC, again, that's a new one. Knoxville and Atlanta.
The first game this year for Chattanooga FC, the biggest soccer game Chattanooga has ever seen, according to Tim Kelly, is next Wednesday, May 14th at 7:30 in Finley Stadium. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.